This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, this week is Farm Safety Week, and it's a good reminder for all of us in agriculture to take a step back and think about how we approach safety during harvest. But let's be honest, 1 week of reminders won't get the job done. Safety has to stick with us through the whole season because the dangers don't clock out when the week ends. We'll talk more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Harvest is one of the most exciting times of the year. After months of planning, planting, and watching the crop grow, we finally get to bring it in. But let's not sugarcoat it. It's also one of the most stressful times. Equipment is running sun up to sundown. Trucks are on the road all hours of the day, and everyone's pushing to beat the weather. Long hours, tight schedules, and fatigue can turn even the smallest mistake into a serious accident. Let's start on the roads. We all know the sight. An impatient driver pulling around a combine or racing to beat the grain truck through the intersection. It's frustrating and dangerous. And while you can't control their choices, you can control your own visibility. That means checking the flashers before you leave the yard. Make sure your slow-moving vehicle signs are clean, bright, and easy to see. Flipping your lights on at dusk and not waiting until it's pitch dark. Little details like that can buy other drivers the time they need to react and get around you safely. Let's think about the fields. Conditions can change quickly this time of year. You could have a washed-out spot or a soft edge near a ditch. Maybe a low-hanging power line that you didn't notice. Those are hazards you can't afford to ignore. Do you have a plan for how equipment moves in and out of the field? Do your cart drivers know where to wait so they aren't crossing paths with trucks? Is everyone using the radio or phone to call out their moves so nobody's guessing where the other guy is? Communication might feel like an extra step in the rush of harvest, but it prevents a lot of close calls. Then there's the shop and the yard. Harvest puts a lot of wear and tear on machinery, and breakdowns are bound to happen. When they do, are you taking the extra time to shut things off, block things up, and make sure equipment is stable before you crawl underneath? A few extra minutes of caution can keep a repair from becoming a rescue. And while we're talking about machinery, don't forget about fire risks. Combines run hot, and when you mix in dry crops, dust, and wind, flames can spark fast. Are you taking time to blow machines off at night? Do you have a working extinguisher in the cab, and maybe even one on the service truck? Watching for smoke, checking bearings, and keeping things clean means the difference between a close call and a total loss. And you can't ignore the human side. Fatigue is one of the biggest dangers we face. After 10, 12, even 14-hour days, your focus starts to slip. And that's when people cut corners, and that's when accidents happen. Sometimes the safest decision you'll make all season is the one to stop for the night, get some food, and come back at it rested the next day. The crop will still be there. We also need to think about the extra help that comes in this time of year. Maybe it's a neighbor, a seasonal worker, or your kids coming home from school. They may not know all of the ins and outs of your operation. A quick safety talk. Where's the fire extinguisher? How do you shut something off in the middle of an emergency? Where do you not want to stand when vehicles are backing up? This can all save someone's life. At the end of the day, Farm Safety Week is a good reminder. But the truth is, safety isn't just 1 week on the calendar. It's about making the choice every single day to do things the right way. The crop will be there tomorrow. The people waiting for you at home need you there tonight. And that's the most important bounty you can bring home. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.